What is going on, Beyond the Uniform listeners? This is Justin Nasiri with a sneak peek of April. I am so excited about our lineup. I will walk you through it in a second, but we are already a third of the way through 2019, which is just wild, and so grateful for the team I've got helping me, all volunteer at beyondtheuniform.org. Steve Bain has been a beast, an absolute monster, lining up incredible guests. I walk away from these conversations so energized and have him to thank for making them happen. Kathleen Dillon rocking out all of our text transcripts. Andrew Woolridge figuring out our data. Rick Healy doing all of our social media and ramping that up. Michael Cummings doing all of our digital design work. So very, very appreciative of their help. And very, very grateful for all of you listening and for all of the support you have provided, telling your friends about the show and listening to us and keeping this going. Before I dive in to the episode rundown, today is a special day because on today, March 30th, we are launching Beyond the Uniform's Mastermind program. I promise I will keep this to just 1 minute because I've been bombarding you with episodes about this already, but we are now accepting applications. All I will say is that the two things I will say is first of all, as I've shared before, some of the most profound breakthroughs I've had in my personal and professional career, some of the biggest growths for me as a human being have come from conferences, programs, workshops that I have attended. And they always come with a sacrifice of setting aside the time and resources to do that. And every single time I walk away stronger, more passionate, and more encouraged. So it's a commitment that I'm continuing to make. I just signed up for a year-long program that's over $10,000. It's a men's group program. I'll talk about that on a future episode. It's 4 weekends. It's 2 hours a week. It's very, very intense. And I'm doing it because I know that it keeps me at my edge. It keeps me growing and learning. And the second thing that I will say is I would only be offering this. It is a big step for me. This is getting out of my comfort zone, giving this new program. I would only be offering this if I fully believed that I can deliver on the promise to help you grow, help you achieve your personal and professional best, and help through this mastermind construct to get you wherever you're going faster through the support of myself and the other members of the mastermind group, providing you with the support, the challenge, the accountability to get where you need to go. So if that is of interest to you, we just opened up today at beyondtheuniform.org/mastermind-group. We'll also send it out in the newsletter and check that out. But that's the last I'll say about that. So April is an awesome, awesome month. And we are starting off with a bang because on April 1st, it is not an April Fool's joke. We are having Brian Hansen on the show, who went from Army Ranger to HBO. That's right, Game of Thrones, HBO. He is also a writer and director. It makes me think of Hank Hughes, who was nominated for an Academy Award on the show. I'll put that in the show notes for this one. Brian's a rock star, man. It's just, one, I really love movies and TV. And so it was just really insightful to hear what that whole experience is like. But he's just got a great perspective about pursuing your dreams. It's not easy, as you can imagine, making it in Hollywood. And so to hear from someone like Brian, even if that's not something that's of interest to you, I think that you're going to walk away from that episode fired up for whatever it is that you want to do. On Thursday, let's see, I'm all off here. Sorry, guys and gals. Thursday, April 4th, I talked to a friend and classmate of mine, Brian Olivier. Brian has a full-time job. He'll talk briefly about that, but mostly why he's on the show is it's all about crowdfunding. And for the very few of you who might not be familiar with crowdfunding, it is a mechanism of telling people about an idea online and getting them to support you and contribute towards that project or that company or that product or idea or whatever it is. It is a great way that is kind of, pre going to investors, professional investors. It's a great way to fund an idea and a project. And Brian talks about his own idea, glucose, which it comes out of his personal need and can help a lot of people. And he talks about what it's like to run a crowdfunding campaign, advice, tactics, everything you need to know on how to do that. Monday, February 8th, in episode 260, I'm talking to Sarah Ford, who went from the Marines to founder of a company called Ranch Road Boots. You may have seen our promotion in our newsletter, providing a discount on this product. Sarah is one of the first people I've had on the show. There's very few episodes I have actually with people who produce physical products and very few with fashion and apparel. She is awesome. You're going to learn a lot from this about entrepreneurship and just a very honest look at what it's like to be in the trenches and to produce your own clothing line, essentially, is what she's doing. Thursday, April 11th, in episode 261, Robin Brown, she is in Colorado as well, over in Grand Junction. She talks about her 13-year journey to her perfect post-service career. I loved this episode. I think you're going to love this too. It's so energizing. Robin's great. She's very candid in what was a long period in the wilderness, 13 years trying to find her ideal career. That's a long time. And she did it. And what I think is even crazier is there's not a lot of people I talk to who find their ideal career, who find something that is deeply fulfilling on a personal and professional level. Robin did that, listened to 261 to figure out how she did it and learn from her, but I think you'll be really fired up. That, coincidentally, is also my first episode after my son Bodhi was born, so I think some of my enthusiasm of being back on the air comes through in that episode. On Saturday, April 13th, I wanted to get this episode in, and so I just crammed it in a Saturday. How inconsiderate. But on episode 262, I'm going to be recording my thoughts on men's groups. Quick disclaimer, obviously by the name, it's intended for men to be in men's groups, but most of the men I know in men's groups are there because of a woman in their life. And so for women listeners, female listeners, to be on the uniform, I'm not meaning to exclude you on this. I do think that this is just as applicable to you because many of you are in a relationship with a man or will be in a relationship with a man or will eventually mother a boy who will become a man like I am doing right now with my son. And men's groups is something I've done just to put in context when I was talking about masterminds groups. I have attended every single Wednesday for the last year from 6:30 in the morning to 8 in the morning. I've attended one men's group, and every other Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. I've attended another men's group. So, and that's been for over a year, year and a half now. And if that says anything about how important I think this work is, how powerful it is to my personal life and professional life. So I'll tell you all about that. I'll also walk you through this year-long program that I just signed up for that is also a form of men's group. So clearly something I'm passionate about and excited to share those thoughts with you all. On Monday, April 15th, in episode 263, I sit down with Chris Musselman and Mike Adams, both of whom work in business development at a company called Palantir. Awesome interview. I just think I'm in the Chris and Mike fan club. I think that they do a great job of just talking about business development and transition. It's like a hits on everything that you need. In addition to telling you about a great company in the tech space, Palantir, in addition to telling you about business development, their advice for succeeding in your civilian career is just spot on, super energizing conversation. Episode number 264 with Michael Quinn. Michael's an extraordinary human being. He has been named for 2 years in a row by LinkedIn, one of the top voices in management and workplace. He has a lot of incredible thoughts on how he has approached social media, how he has cultivated an audience and a following while his day job is at Ernst & Young as a senior manager. We don't really touch on that. We touch instead on his work on the side, which is president and CEO of a company called Hire Military. Not only is this a great resource for military veterans, they in short do an incredible job of connecting you with companies in a way where you gain experience, they gain talent, you gain a potential job. It doesn't cost anyone anything. It's really brilliant. But it's also what it's like to start a company on the side and to kind of keep that going. It's a really enjoyable conversation. Michael is a I think you'll enjoy his perspective on things. Ton of energy on that one. And then on Monday, April 22nd, in episode 265, I actually reached out to this guy, Brian Reeves. This is kind of building off of episode 262's men's group episode. Brian, the guy that I'm doing this year-long program with, John Wineland, he was on Brian Reeves' podcast that he just started. Brian just started. And I got John Wineland's newsletter. I hopped over to Brian Reeves' podcast and listened to it and realized he's an Air Force Academy grad and that he is a prior Air Force officer. And he now does couples therapy and he does a lot of therapy work and counseling and coaching and things like that. But the title of that episode is How to Thrive, Not Survive, which I think is very representative of the episode. So it is one part talking about his own career path. That is, I haven't had anyone on a show like this, but it's other parts about just operating at your personal best, which you know is a theme with our masterminds groups. It's something that I think about a lot. So it's a different episode, but I hope you enjoyed that. I loved my conversation with Brian. And if you are active on Instagram and you are seeing new video teasers of each of our episodes, that was an idea that Brian gave me. So I got to credit him for that. In episode 266, released on February 25th on Thursday, I talked to Anna Christensen at Hiring Our Heroes, also a fantastic resource for listeners. They essentially help you get your ideal job. So listen to that. Not only do we talk about the organization Hiring Our Heroes, but a lot of lessons she's seen that can help listeners in terms of interviewing, resumes, all that good stuff. And then lastly, Monday, April 29th, we're having our 10th and final episode of the month of April 2019. In episode 267, I sit down with Dr. Nick Armstrong. He is at the IVMF. This is the third interview we've done with the IVMF. I love the IVMF. They have so much data, so much research, and he talks about the 25,000 veterans and their family members who have gone through different programs at IVMF and trends that he sees and all sorts of great takeaways for anyone who's in the military or who's a military veteran. A ton of great knowledge that Dr. Nick Armstrong is dropping in that episode. I will stop there, even though we've got episodes recorded into May already, and they are great. They continue to be great. I'm biting my tongue on one in particular that I just had this week and was just blown away by and just giddy to get out there. But let us know what sort of episodes you need. We love feedback. We love interview recommendations. You can respond to our newsletter, sign up for it on the website, and have a wonderful rest of the weekend. If you are interested, take action. Don't wait. Sign up for the mastermind class. And other than that, I will be back on Monday with the first episode of April and a great lineup. Take care.